For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The Forum on China-Africa Cooperation is set to start later today in Johannesburg, South Africa. The two-day summit is to be co-chaired by Chinese President Xi Jinping and South African President Jacob Zuma. Xi Jinping says China stands ready to work with Africa to tap the unique advantages of their partnership and boost bilateral cooperation for the benefit of both sides. The summit's expected to adopt a declaration and an action plan outlining measures aimed at consolidating China-Africa relations. The ruling parties of China and Japan have met with each other for the first time in 6 years. Senior members of the Communist Party of China and the Liberal Democratic Party of Japan gathered in Beijing on Thursday for the fifth meeting under an exchange that was suspended as tensions rose between the two sides. An official with the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference said that China and Japan should properly handle their disputes to tap potential for cooperation. Relations have been strained by historical territorial disputes, particularly over the Diaoyu Islands. China and Thailand have signed an intergovernmental framework document on railway cooperation. The document, signed in Bangkok, relates to the construction of an 867-kilometer rail line in Thailand. A joint venture will be set up to manage investment in the operation of that new line. The Chinese side will support Thailand in terms of technology licensing and transfer, human resources training, and financing. Construction is expected to start in May. Beijing's planning to introduce a congestion charge on road users at certain areas of the city. The city's transportation authorities are also mulling to tighten traffic controls and encourage companies to adopt different working hours to ease traffic pressure. Beijing has rolled out a series of policies to reduce air pollution and road congestion, such as restricting vehicles from using the roads on 1 out of 5 weekdays based upon the last digits on their license plates. The U.S. government's made a formal extradition request to Honduras for the country's former president, Rafael Calles, over his suspected links to the FIFA corruption scandal. Calles, who served as head of the Honduran Soccer Federation, says he bears no responsibility for any of the accusations. The Honduran government has received the extradition request. Calles is one of 16 soccer bosses from across South and Central America charged with multi-million-dollar bribery schemes for marketing and broadcast rights. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the mission to target Islamic State militants in Syria could take a long time. The country's Ministry of Defense confirmed that RAF Tornadoes conducted airstrikes on 6 targets in Syria, attacking an IS-controlled oil field. The Omar oil fields in eastern Syria helped to finance the IS group. The strikes came just hours after Britain's parliament authorized military action in Syria against the militant group. Danish voters have rejected adopting EU rules on cross-border policies. The referendum held on Thursday asked whether the Danish parliament should have the authority to adopt some of those laws to keep the country within the cross-border policing agency Europol. With all the votes counted, more than 53% of Danish voters said no to the proposal. The turnout rate was 72%. The Danish Prime Minister has said he has full respect for the results. The vote comes amid heightened fears across Europe after attacks in Paris that killed 130 people, and as Europe struggles with an influx of refugees from Syria and other countries. U.S. authorities say the woman who helped her husband kill 14 people at a social services center in Southern California had a Pakistani passport and came to the U.S. on a fiancé visa. All the victims have now been identified. Police say Syed Farouk, a U.S. citizen, traveled internationally and entered the U.S. with Tashfeen Malik in July of 2014. After a raid at the shooter's home, local police also found an arsenal of weaponry and said the shooters may have been planning a second attack. The motive for the shooting is not yet known. The U.S. Defense Secretary has announced that he's decided to allow women to compete for all military jobs, including frontline combat postings. Ashton Carter said his decision would take place following a 30-day waiting period that's required by law. The decision comes nearly 3 years after the Pentagon first eliminated its ban on women serving in frontline combat roles and began a process that would let women compete for 220,000 additional military jobs. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.